your business a unique position right here. Go to 897fm.com.au.
This is 897FM News.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. Rent seekers are seeing some easing in availability, but supply remains well below pre-pandemic levels. New data from PropTrack shows rental conditions improved in all capital cities and regional markets in October. The national rental vacancy rate has reached its highest level since July last year, up to 1.36%. Darwin and Sydney recorded the highest jumps in vacancies, while Hobart had the lowest vacancy rate in the country at just 0.8%. There's a renewed push to dramatically increase the number of households with batteries. Modelling by the Australian Energy Market Operator shows 1 million household batteries are needed by 2030, but only 250,000 have been installed. 8,000 people have signed a petition led by not-for-profit Solar Citizens, calling for a federal rebate to help households install batteries. Campaign Director Joel Pringle has told National Radio News batteries are needed to support the solar uptake and stabilise the energy grid.
And that will not only let people with solar panels use their energy, not just in the day, but also at night, but provide support to the energy grid, take pressure and load off that grid at times of stress. That'll bring down bills for everyone.
Australians planning to travel to Laos are urged to take extra safety precautions after two Melbourne teenagers were hospitalised. 19-year-old friends Bianca Jones and Holly Bowles were staying at a hostel when they fell critically ill in a suspected mass methanol drink spiking event. The girls are now reportedly on life support in separate Thailand hospitals. There'll be more than cricket on offer during this week's Border Gavaskar Series opener between Australia and India in Perth. Alyssa Delves has more.
To coincide with the first 3 days of the West Test, an Indian-inspired festival will be held across the precinct. From November 22 to 24, there'll be live music, art installations, dance performances, activities, food trucks and a big screen to show off all the action from on the field. Celebrating Indian culture, the festival will feature the best of Western Australian artists, food and produce. It's anticipated the big game will bring a welcome boost to the state's economy amid festival cancellations and artists like Tyler dropping out of performances around Perth in recent weeks.
Seafood lovers should prepare for a new sustainable arrival on the fish market. The Pompano white flesh fish has been the subject of a successful breeding trial by the CSIRO, as well as promising market testing with consumers and chefs. The agency says a new Pompano industry in Australia's north would help to sustainably meet growing demand for seafood and add more than $1 billion to the economy. Winners are grinners at the Arias tonight, with the top Australian artists being recognised for their musical abilities. Among the winners so far, Sophie Hutchings, who has taken out Best Classical Album. Taking out the Best Jazz Album was Midlife with Chorus. And the Best Use of Australian Recording in Advertising went to the Cancer Council. While some big stars, such as Kylie Minogue, are apologetically missing, plenty of other well-known artists are in attendance, including Amy Shark and Troy Sivan. Turning to sport now, the AFL draft is underway with all 18 teams making selections in the first round. Meantime, North Melbourne captain Emma Carney is set to return from a hamstring injury after passing a fitness test today. Carney is expected to play in Saturday's AFLW preliminary final against Port Adelaide.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
This is Night Shift.
The following program may contain coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Relive the bangers of the 90s and remember the times you had. It's Lee with a 90s spin on 89.7 FM every Wednesday night from 6. It was before the internet was big. There was no mobile phones. You were still recording tunes on cassette. And many of those singles came on CD. That was the style of the 90s. Lee will reminisce over the facts, the fun and the fantastic music that made the 90s. Or make sure you request a couple of your faves. Go back four decades with Lee and the 90s Spin, Wednesday nights from 6 on 89.7 FM. We're proudly local.
the change, you filthy animal.
This is the 90s Spin with Lee. Before the internet was a thing. Welcome to the show.
If you want to be my lover.
Well, here's a snappy little number.
Hey, Bertie. He plays piano, okay?
Listening to this record, you sing too.
Okay, you can turn it over now.
Sure thing, Ernie.
Ernie, not the piano, the record. Turn over the record.
Sorry.
Thank you, John and Stokesy, for a Wednesday drive. It's Lee with you this evening, and you might be wondering what you've done to end up on Sesame Street for the night. But what do you learn on Sesame Street? You learn the alphabet, and this is the 90s Spin doing an A to Z of the 90s show. Tonight we'll get from probably about A to G with all the artists beginning with one of those letters and plenty of alphabetical 90s pop culture along the way. So to get us started, A is for Alicia's Attic right here on the 90s Spin on 89.7 FM.
Power.
97 FM. Instead of hanging out in a year tonight, we are hanging out in the alphabet and doing a 90s spin show that is an 80s Z theme. And it's not the 90s without Ace of Base. All That She Wants was released in Scandinavia in 1992 as the second single from the group's first studio album, Happy Nation. It's a reggae pop song that describes a sexually promiscuous lady with the word baby meaning boyfriend. I didn't know this. I always thought that baby was literally baby, and I used to walk around singing this song feeling a little bit bad because I knew as a very young person that I didn't want a baby. So I thought, this is absolutely false advertising. I shouldn't be doing this. And so I've learnt tonight that baby is the name that she was saying for a boyfriend. If you listen to the lyrics, it'll make a lot more sense. A is for Ace of Base on the 90s spin on 89.7 FM.
Just begun. She opened up her eyes and thought, oh, what a moment.
are doing an A to Z of the 90s show tonight on the 90s spin. And A is not only for Alicia's Attic, Ace of Base, A is also for Articulate, which was a board game released in 1992. Teams have 30 seconds to describe a word from six different categories, but they can only do gestures to help their teammates guess the answer. You can't say the word itself, the length, the starting letter, any part of the word or where it derives from, what it rhymes with or what it sounds like. So you really are limited to just waving your hands around and looking like a bit of an idiot at the game's night. The goal is to get through as many words or cards as possible. And if you hang out on my shows, you will know that I have a special love for Guinness World Records. And there is an official Guinness World Record recognised award for this game when in 2017, two players won 411 cards. Articulate has been in the top 10 for UK adult games each year. It was one of the top three selling UK games in 2009 and overtook Trivial Pursuit as one of the best selling adult games. I've played this game, and for someone who likes words, I find it a bit hard, but not as hard as a rock. AC/DC will tell you about that next on the 90s Spin on 89.7 FM.
file.
Do you want to adopt a park in the city of Stirling? Help by reporting graffiti, broken playground equipment and overflowing rubbish bins. Your contribution will help keep our local parks and communities safe and clean. Call the city's contact centre on 9205 855 for more information.
Promote your non-profit organisation or community group, and it's free. Head to our website.
This is a station sponsor.
At John Hughes Cherry, Prindleville Drive, Wangara, you get a brand new, beautifully styled Cherry Emoto 5 with leather sports seats, alloy wheels, keyless entry, rear dynamic view camera, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto and smartphone charging, a massive interactive LCD, and plenty of active and passive safety features. Plus, you get a 7-year unlimited kilometre new car warranty, roadside assist and cat price servicing, all from $31,490. Hurry, they're selling fast.
johnhughes.com.au
DL6061.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
What he does to make you cry, but I'll be there to make you smile. I don't have a fancy car to get to you. I walk 1,000 miles. I don't care if he buys you new sleeves. Does his gifts come from the heart? But if you were my girl, I'd make it so we'd never be apart. But my love is all I have to give. Without you, I don't think I can live. I wish I could give the world to you. But love is all I have to give. When you talk, not even listening to a word you say. That's okay, baby. Just tell me your problems. I'll try my best to kiss them all away.
Does he leave? When you need him the most? Does his friends get on your side?
All I have to give. Without you,
89.7 FM in our A to Z of the 90s show. We have landed on the letter B, and it's not only for Backstreet Boys, it's also for Box Office, and it's also for Braveheart. This movie is a 1995 epic historical drama film directed and produced by Mel Gibson, who plays Scottish warrior William Wallace in the First War of Scottish Independence against King Edward I of England. Now, I've got a funny story to tell you. There's a new tradition in my household to pick a movie every Saturday night. Emma takes a turn of picking one and I take a turn of picking one. The rules of engagement are, even if you hate it, you have to sit through it. No nap. The only thing you're allowed to do is phone faff if you really, really hate it. So I was watching the trailer for Braveheart and I had just announced that I hadn't seen this movie before. And as the trailer was playing out on YouTube, I was thinking in my head for the first time, I think I'm ready to watch this movie. I've never watched it before. I've always thought that it's a bit too boring, a bit stuffy. I hate period pieces, but I thought, it's time. It's 2024. I'm 44 now. It's time to get a bit mature about the movie tastes. And all of a sudden, Emma tells me what happened in the ending. And I was truly devastated because I really wanted to watch this. And there's no point when you know what happens in the end. And she was quite embarrassed about it. And she said, oh, you'll just have to wait until you forget. And I have forgotten several times since that moment. But even tonight, right now, I'm sitting here in the studio and I'm going, okay, it's too soon. I still haven't forgotten what happens in the end. I will not spoil the ending for you, 90s Spin family, not at all. But I will say that Braveheart grossed a worldwide total of $209 million against a budget of between $53 and $72 million and spent 9 non-consecutive weeks in the top 10 at the US box office. B is also for Bon Jovi and Boyzone, who are all right around the corner here on the 90s Spin on 89.7 FM. You are listening to 89.7 FM and we're doing an A to Z of the 90s show tonight. We'll make it to about the letter G, but that leaves plenty more letters for another show down the track. And C is for C&C Music Factory. They were formed in 1989 by David Cole and Robert Sibleys after becoming friends when they both performed at the Better Days Club in the early 1980s. Things That Make You Go Hmm was released in 1991 as the third single from their debut album. It reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and it is one of the group's most successful songs. This is the 90s Spin on 89.7 FM.
Things that make you go hmm.
My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dress and all. She knew that I was faithful and really didn't have the goal. I tried to chill, she made the move. Now I know my girlfriend wouldn't approve. I didn't realize my girl was setting me up. Yo, my girlfriend didn't trust me, no. Yup, but she lost control, I wouldn't take the bait. I said, chill, baby, baby, chill, baby, baby, wait. My girl bust in, caught us creating the boom. She said,
girlfriend, things that make you go
ooh. Things that make you go ooh. Another brother can trample, ruin your life. Sleep with your wife, watch your behind. There was a friend of mine named Jay. Would come over late at night to say, hey, I watched your fight, I thought it was alright. Cause me and Jay, we were really, really tight. So damn close, we're the same blood type. Months went by and my wife got big. We were having a child and I got another gay. So I let Jay move in the crib and chill. He had his own room and helped pay the bills. The time had come for baby dog to see. It looked like Jay and I couldn't believe. Before my eyes in the delivery room. You go.
You go.
things that make you go, hmm.
Station sponsor.
The need for vital resources continues to rise. Meanwhile, the climate is warming and regions are becoming drier. We need new ways to support our increasing population while also conserving our rich biodiversity. Any ideas?
Every single day, science graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
Have your say, your city, your way. Check out station sponsor City of Joondalup's official Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn pages and become informed and actively engaged with what's happening in your local community. Enjoy fantastic photos, media releases, news, videos, event updates, public notices, employment vacancies, plus much more.
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need you to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save Perth from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade, cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance.
To the letter C on our A to Z of the 90s show. Hearing from Cake, and we've got some Counting Crows and The Cause up next. I did cheat there because the band is technically the, so it starts with the T, but I thought I'm going to use some creative license. But C is also for catastrophe, and the Columbine High School Massacre was a school shooting that happened on the 20th of April 1999. Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold murdered 12 students and one teacher. 10 of the students were in the library where the two guys took their own lives in the end. And I hate it when they do that. I just think you've done this awful, awful tragedy and you don't even get to stick around and pay the consequences for it. You're just out of here, checked out of planet Earth and leaving so many families behind to grieve and try and make sense of it all. They planned the attack for nearly a year and had hoped it to be a bombing, but when the bombs failed to detonate, they started shooting instead. The Columbine Massacre was the deadliest mass shooting at a K-12 school in US history until 2012. And as of 2024, it is still the deadliest school shooting in Colorado. That is a very sad piece of 90s history, but let's lift the mood and get back to some 90s hits here on the 90s Spin A to Z Show on 89.7 FM.
Dance, you know she dances while his father plays guitar. your stories. I can't believe that I endured you for as long as I did. I'm happy it's over. I'm only sorry that I didn't make the move before you. And when you go, I will remember to send a thank you note to that girl. I see she's holding you so tender. Well, I just wanna say, I never really loved you anyway.
Of concrete. Your boss is trying to tell you something, but you just can't hear him. It's hard sometimes trying to get your message across when there's too much noise.
Community radio is different.
Sponsorship of Community Radio not only gets your product or service out there to the local community, it also supports a vital local voice for many. Plus, it's very cost effective. For details on sponsorship with 89.7 FM, contact the station on
Pentanet is building a world-first gigabit internet network, and they need your help to make it a reality. Join Operation Nexus to do your gigabit and save your community from ordinary internet. Register for free at pentanet.com.au/nexus.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.
The following program may contain coarse language.
Listener discretion is advised.
The Community Radio Plus app
lets you tune into this station anywhere. But there are still some listeners that haven't downloaded it. Hey, Bob, I'm from the station.
Right.
I'm here to help you download the app.
Phone's just over there.
Got it. Now you'll be able to listen to us out here, share the station with your friends, and even see a schedule of what's coming up.
Oh, something's coming up, all right.
What? Download the Community Radio Plus app and make your life easier. And mine.
Myself in me, I lose track of time, and I can't. counselor to deal with this disease. I'll look at things now.
With you for the 90 spin on 89.7 FM, and if you've just joined me tonight, we're hanging out in the alphabet as the theme for tonight's show, and we just heard from D Ream, Things Can Only Get Better. And when you're a kid learning the alphabet, D is for dog. My little dog Zia has featured in a lot of my radio shows. She just turned 14. She is an absolute handful. And with my love of Guinness World Records, I started to have a look at the oldest dog. And there's some scandal surrounding this record. On the 7th of December 2022, a 23-year-old Chihuahua named Spike first held the record. But he's at the time the record holder was cut short 2 weeks later. So he held it for just 2 weeks and then they struck it from the record, because Bobby was born on the 11th of May 1992 and he was declared as the record holder, being 30 years and 266 days old when he passed away. Vets had concerns over the lack of evidence available to verify his age, especially because they used the Portuguese government's vet database to confirm his age. But the database never needed proof of a dog's age if they were born before 2008. So poor Bobby's title was suspended this year. They gave the title back to Spike, but the Guinness World Record team have said they will need more proof to confirm a dog's age in future. I've got plenty of vet records which shows Zia's age, and she could be on track to take out this Guinness World Record. I love her dearly. There's a little part of me that kind of hopes she doesn't go so long, because she is a handful. She is such a diva in the household. But given that I love Guinness World Records so much, I'm not going to lie, I would like to hold one. So that being said about Zia being a handful, I think I'm going to pop some vitamins in her food and wish her well, wish her 31 years of age so I can take out this title. I love dogs. I love to give them a pat, but the diviners, they like to touch themselves. This is the 90 spin on 89.7 FM.
Nothing. Remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it, and I fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye, darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Save tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone.
Did you know your station sponsor, City of Joondalup, has 33 venues to hire for meetings and functions? The facilities range in size, functionality and location, so there is a venue to suit most of your needs. For more information on venue hire, visit joondalup.wa.gov.au.
The Community File.
Are you interested in gardening? The Girraween Community Garden is looking for new members to join us for gardening and social activities. We are located behind the Girraween Library. Contact Wendy at girraweengarden@gmail.com or on the garden's Facebook page.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Here's David Williams from Perth Glory for RAD.
Football is a true team sport. When you're a part of a team, you support each other, you back each other up, and you do whatever it takes to help a teammate who's in trouble. So if you're with someone who's been drinking, don't let them get behind the wheel. Take their keys and call a taxi, because mates don't let their mates drink drive.
RAD. RAD .org.au.
Yeah, I'll never stay. I can't cut.
That was The Simple Life by Elton John here on the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM. And if you're of my vintage, The Simple Life was in the 90s because you're a teenager and you spent all of that time wishing those years away, wishing you were an adult, wishing you were a grown-up, being able to do far more exciting things. And I was talking to Marie, who is a great friend of mine and a great friend of the 90s Spin this week, and we were saying that little did we know when we were a teenager that one of the greatest challenges you would face as an adult is deciding what to have for dinner every night for the rest of your life. Am I alone that is one of the biggest drags known to adult life? Text me if you're in that boat on 0418 897 897. Just join me and just join me. Make me feel less alone about just dreading that nightly question of what am I going to have for dinner? And we are keeping things simple tonight on the 90 Spin because we're doing an A to Z of the 90s show. E is obviously for Elton John, but it's also for Enya. She is an Irish singer and composer. She sold an estimated 80 million albums worldwide and is the second best-selling music act from Ireland overall after U2. Enya was offered the opportunity to compose the film score for Titanic, but declined because it would be a collaboration effort and she wanted it solely to be her composition. Anywhere was released on the 6th of November 1995 and peaked at number 34 in Australia. This is the 90 Spin on 89.7 FM.
Shit. Don't you worry, cause it's alright. Don't you worry, child of the night. Cause in the morning come with a new day sun. Love will never last in the light. Another seed of the new breed will succeed. The time has come. We are the new. These words are true. Let the light of love shine through. Yeah. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's really alright. It's alright. It's really so sad. I'll be mad if you're this. It's alright. Message that I give. We are the seed of the new breed. We'll succeed. The time has come. We are the new. These words are true. Let the light of love shine through. Cause it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's really alright.
Briefly into Australia because F is for Frente. They formed in 1989 and their debut single came about because one of the band members was moving to a new address in Kenny Street, which is in Richmond, Victoria. And he mistakenly told his bandmates that it was Kelly Street. He said he was going to write a song about it and one of the other band members suggested they call it accidentally Kelly Street. Now, I am very good at spelling. It was my top subject in school. I am still very good at spelling. I very rarely use the spell check in Microsoft Word, But this little piece of information got completely past me over the years. I didn't realize it until I was researching this show. But what has happened is Mushroom Records printed off the singles labels with a typo in the word accidentally, a mistake the band decided to keep. You can fact check this for yourself in Spotify, or you can Google image search the single. It is there to tell you that I am absolutely correct here on the 90 spin, and we're going to head off to Kelly Street right now on 89.7 FM.
Sponsor.
Sally really loves your class, but she's lacking in confidence. She stopped doing her homework because, well, she says she's no good at it. What can we do to get her excited again?
Every single day, teacher education graduates face situations that go beyond theory. That's why we teach our students to be creative thinkers, because creative thinking can be your superpower. ECU, creative thinkers made here. Search ECU and apply now.
LOL.
OMG.
BRB.
You know what these mean, but what does this mean?
KHL!
To Tom, it means he doesn't feel alone anymore. To Lily, it means she's alive and happy today. Whatever you're going through, if you're aged 5 to 25, KHL means you don't have to go through it alone. Contact KHL. Call 1-800-55-1800 or visit kidshelp.com.au. Kids Helpline. We're there for you.
The City of Wanneroo, corporate sponsor, proudly supporting 89.7 FM.
visit the Wanneroo Regional Museum and delve into the fascinating history of the city of Wanneroo. The museum has become a favourite with families who love to drop in and take part in fun, diverse and interactive children's activities. To plan your visit, head to wanneroo.wa.gov.au/Wanneroo Regional Museum.
Proudly brought to you by 89.7 FM.
Impossible, this kid. said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way.
Finishing off our time on the letter F with Faith Hill, and we've finally arrived at the G spot, and G is for GOAT or greatest of all time. Tony does a show about this on a Tuesday from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock, but there were certainly some GOATs in the 90s. The most Academy Award nominations received by a single film is 14. Three films have received 14 nominations, and they are All About Eve from 1950, La La Land from 2016, and Titanic from 1997, winning 11 awards out of a possible 17. G is also for George Michael with his song Outside, which is up next for you on the 90s Spin on 89.7 FM.
Far. Let's go outside.
To 89.7 FM. We are almost at the end of our A to Z 90 spin show. Having made it all the way to the letter G, we are talking about the greatest of all time. And there's only two actors who have won two consecutive awards. Spencey Tracer from a couple of movies in the 1930s and Tom Hanks for his roles in two 90s movies, Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. They are another two movies that I have never seen. Don't go mentioning that to Emma, though, while you're watching the trailer. She will ruin the ending for you. She's never going to live that down, unfortunately. But I have got these two movies on my bucket list, and we've got time for a couple more A to Z tracks here on 89.7 FM. Got some Green Day for you before we wrap up another night on the 90s spin.